What's shaking, my friends? Welcome to my podcast, My Parkinson's Journey. I am your host, the Trembling EMT. All right, folks, welcome back. As always, thank you for listening. So this is my first episode with the new to me, Rodecaster Pro. Hopefully it'll fix a lot of the editing or post-editing stuff that I have to do, but we'll see. So, I really didn't have anything to talk about today. I just wanted to play with the new... I just got my reevaluation for OT. We saw some improvements in my hand strength. We're going to extend it a little further. Another 4 weeks. I have group support next Tuesday, which I'm excited about. I upset one of the Heathers. I'm in trouble. My wife said I should have... My next episode should have been how not to anger your therapist. But, I haven't talked about Gray Strong. Gray Strong is a nonprofit organization that, myself, my wife, and very near, dear, and loved friends of mine's have started. We, a group of us were on the board of another nonprofit organization, and as I started my journey with Parkinson's, they realized, because I was too focused on other things but myself, that there was a need for more awareness, more support, and more resources in the area that I lived in. And considering we had the network established from just being in EMS, healthcare, and the nonprofit, we saw an opportunity to fill that need. So Gray Strong was formed. At first, we didn't have a real direction of where to go with the organization. We just knew we wanted to help, and they wanted to tell my story. Everyone wants to tell my story. That's how this podcast started. I don't know if you guys heard the episode about Virginia when I went to the High Adventure Camp with my son for the Boy Scouts. It was an eye-opening experience as far as how much exercise is beneficial to someone with Parkinson's. I rave about it every single time, every single chance I get. It was the best week I've had since the symptoms first started. And that's when I realized that that's the direction that I wanted to take the Gray Strong Foundation. Just support any physical or any exercise related activity towards people with Parkinson's, because there needs to be more, and I want to help people move forward, because depression is very common in Parkinson's, and what better than exercise and getting those endorphins and dopamines flowing and getting a nice cardio workout to help boost everything, basically. So we're rolling. We got an event done. Our first fundraising event was back in April. We're still pending our 503 designation. And I got a couple of things down the line brewing, and hopefully come to fruition and get this program started. So I'm going to end this episode with a few announcements of what's coming up. Still trying to interview Miss Catherine from Agewell Fitness out in Maryland. She's doing great things with the Parkinson's community. And since you guys are tired of hearing me talk about exercise and fitness and how well it does for Parkinson's, I'm going to have someone else tell you the same thing. And her voice is a lot better than mine. She's a certified physical trainer. Has her own business if you're in the Maryland area. I don't know where Maryland, I want to say more northeast and not the town northeast, the section. But I also have a gentleman from Patient Advocate from Apicon. It's an injectable medication for Parkinson's. I'll let him give you all the details on it. And lastly, I have the Heathers coming on the show. I got a new toy. I got to play with it. That's it. Thank you for listening.
Well, folks, thank you for tuning in. This has been my podcast, My Parkinson's Journey. And as always, I am your host, the Trembling EMT. Stay strong. Keep moving forward.